USA Radio News.
Today in London, a car plowed into pedestrians and cyclists near the House of Parliament in London during morning rush hour. Three people were injured and police have the terrorist suspect in custody. This eyewitness describes what he saw.
You could kind of see just around the corner of from Big Ben, there's an ambulance with its lights on and siren blaring. And then all of a sudden, whipping around the corner, just from the traffic lights, was this small kind of Ford Focus type car. And just rammed straight through the group of, 10 to 15 cyclists that were stood there.
The Trump campaign filed a legal claim Tuesday against former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman, arguing that she violated a non-disclosure agreement by disparaging President Trump in her new book, and the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
By one well-regarded measure, small business optimism in America has almost never been higher. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The National Federation of Independent Business, which conducts the monthly surveys to maintain its Small Business Optimism Index, says it rose 0.7 points in July to 107.9. That's the second highest level in history and just under the 1983 peak for that index. Eight of the 10 components, led by plans to increase employment, expectations for rising sales, and for expansion, were up in the latest survey. 35% of business owners surveyed say they expect business conditions to keep improving. That's up 2 points from June, and July is the eighth month in a row of sales gains over the previous month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is primary election day in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Vermont. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The country of Turkey's economy is very close to entering a recession. Their currency is in free fall, inflation is at 15% and climbing. Now, much of this has to do with the fact that the United States imposed economic sanctions on the country because Turkey refused to hand over an American preacher who's being jailed there wrongfully, according to the United States. Laura Wells is a freelance journalist based in Turkey. She joined Fox Business to talk about some of the economic realities the people are starting to see.
We knew that the economy was going down for many years. You talk to any economist, any analyst, and certainly in the past, President Erdogan finds someone to blame when things start going awry. Right now, it's the United States. In the past, it's been the Netherlands. It's been Germany. And I think for a long time, there were tensions building between the two countries before President Trump. Right. And now it's continued. It's really coming to a head right now. This is the time when, you know, the president can capitalize on that and say, look, this is what the United States is doing.
Wells was also asked how this will play out among the supporters of the Turkish president and if they'll continue to support him.
We don't know. His supporters are very loyal. They stuck with him through thick and thin. You know, just a few years ago, we had a rash of terrorist attacks, and they supported him. They said, this is what happens when his party loses the majority. And there was another snap election, and he regained that majority, his party did. And then he has changed the system effectively. So he is sweeping powers that no Western democracy knows. So they've actually just rewarded him each and every time anything happens. So this crisis, he might actually use to his political advantage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.